Tefillah for Life, Shir 593, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Chayesara. We move on to the next Psukim in Haidu, and now we're skipping, it's Psukim in Tehillim in Perek Tzadi Dalet, which is actually the Shir Shal Yoim of Wednesday, of Yom Revi. And these Psukim are very, very important. First of all, because they teach us a very interesting concept, which is something we have to internalize. And second of all, the power of the message of these psukim are important. Because as we mentioned many times, tefillah is an overlooked tool. People don't realize it is a very powerful tool and you're doing it anyway, hopefully at least. A person is davening to the Rabbeinu Shlom anyway. And it's up to us to put our heart and our soul, so to speak, into the tefillah. And then the tefillah has much more power. Or to just do it half-heartedly and nebuch waste an opportunity. And it's interesting because Chazal say that a shaita, a fool, is ma'abed ma'shenaisnim loy, is someone that gives up, someone that ruins something that's given to him. Al pi halacha, a shaita is somebody that doesn't have das. A shaita means somebody that can't make a kinyan. He can't be Mekadosh in Isha, he can't buy anything, he can't be Moitzi somebody in Kiddush. That's a Shaita. And Chazal explain what is the definition of a Shaita. Me'abed ma'shenaisnim loy. That he destroys what they give him. Which means if you give somebody an expensive item and he destroys it, for no reason, just destroys it. That means he doesn't have an appreciation, he doesn't have das. He's not a normal person. Such a person is called a shaita. And it's interesting because that's Chazal's example of a shaita. Not someone that dances in the street and does crazy things. Chazal gave those examples too. But this is a very important concept that Chazal are introducing to us. When a person has something and he destroys it, that's a shaita. That's a fool. That's somebody that doesn't appreciate what basic humanity appreciates. And it doesn't only apply to items. It applies to opportunities. If you have an opportunity and you blow the opportunity for no real good reason, just blowing the opportunity, a lack of appreciation of an opportunity, that is also foolishness. And a perfect example is tefillah. As we are going through these psukim, we will see how powerful they are. And for a person to simply daven them up, like we say, is being ma'abed ma'shenaisnim loy. You have it in your hands. You're doing it anyway. It's not even like betachen, which is maybe a madrega, which is something that takes effort. This is something that you're doing. Every frum yid davens. If you just put in a little bit of effort, you can make it so much more meaningful and so much more powerful. And that is how we have to approach the next psukim. Realize that we're dealing with a powerful opportunity. And when we utilize it properly, we will be zeicha to the benefits.